Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Ooh, here's the good news: is it's almost Friday again.
Woo!
You know, almost Friday again. Thursday, the 13th day of November, 21 days until Toy Drive, 2 weeks till Thanksgiving. She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez back in the building.
Missed you guys. How are you doing?
No, you didn't.
Welcome
you didn't
back.
Miss. Don't even. You didn't miss nothing. Don't start with that.
No, I did. And also, we're creatures of habit. So even though I wasn't here, I woke up like I was here. So I didn't get the enjoyment of sleeping in or doing anything like that, dealing with what I was dealing with my car.
Is that true?
What do you mean?
Is that a true story?
Yeah. I woke up early. Yes. Why? What happened? You seem
no,
shocked.
I'm just.
Listen, I got my son in the car. He knows that I'm home, so he didn't jump on my ass every time when he wakes
knew.
Up.
He knew. He was like, come on.
Oh, no, I figured that. That's what I figured is that you weren't getting off easy on this one because it was like, oh, you're here. You get to take over morning duties now.
Oh, this is a sore subject yesterday. You know, sometimes I'm selfish, you know. So,
well, yeah, or everybody deserves a little time, but yeah, but I'm sure it was like, oh, great, you're home. Is that how it yeah, was?
The one time
and
you're
like,
home,
wait a minute,
the one time you're home and you don't want to help me out, and I was like, that's fair,
uh-huh.
That's fair. You're right. I'm also a hypocrite, so I'm sorry.
It doesn't suck any less, right?
That would track because Mercury's in retrograde. So anything you thought was going to happen.
Oh, I can't throw that out, Michaela.
I just
want
to let you know. You missed that yesterday, and it's important for you to know it has gone into Cancer. So it's an emotional time. Sorry about that for you.
Well, listen, my car is in the mechanic. I don't want to go to the hospital if I say that.
No, and then yesterday it was just, you know, the gremlins. We'd been out of the building for a couple of days, and they were just, and it always seems to happen. And so our engineer comes in. And it's literally Tracy Teagarden, who's the best. I freaking love Tracy.
Yeah.
And his humor and just his general demeanor is very dry, as we all know. And then Tracy comes in, literally pushes the one button. We couldn't hear Michaela on the air for whatever reason.
Yeah.
He comes in and he pushes the one button. And he goes, well, you just needed to push that button. I said, I pushed that button. And he goes, well, you needed to push it again.
And then it was like working perfectly. We were like, all right.
So how many times would I have to push it? And he goes, until it works. And it was like, okay, really?
It's a foolproof mm-hmm. theory, Jet. Just keep pressing.
Yeah. Really? Just push it again.
Yeah. Well, just keep doing it.
You call
it.
Customer service. Just keep restarting it.
When I tell you also, Chet was like, go in, grab some photos. I was like, okay. Him and I were like trying to make it happen. We're like, what's going on? Like, we went to lengths to make this happen. Just for Tracy to come in and be like, just push the button. And we're like,
just push it again.
Just push the button.
Push the button. That's what I did. He shows me. He goes, look, right? And he pushes the button. And I go, I pushed that button. Push it again. Yeah. Okay. Got
fine.
It.
Fine.
Got it. That's how much do they pay you? That's amazing. That's amazing.
Here's why you should give the Jeff Buchanan Show another 15 minutes.
Well, because we were thinking about doing the first pick in just a minute. I realized this first pick today is a relationship rehab.
Yeah, I love it.
Disguised as a first pick.
Give me the juice.
I realize. till just now. I was looking at it. I'm like, this is not where this belongs. Tiffany at Silverado Ranch. I'll read the first sentence. Okay. Everybody's saying how great this is, but I'm not so sure. It involves her boyfriend and her dad. And I'm here to tell you, everything's great. That's the problem.
Oh, no.
It's good. Okay. And the details surrounding are really solid. I think that's why I liked it so much, but I realize it's misplaced. It should be relationship rehab later on in the show, but it'll be first pick. And well, all right, fine. We'll ride with it.
Yeah, let's get up juicy early in the morning. I like it.
Yeah, why not?
A little spicy.
Why not? And sometimes we take the, I like a nice word play. And sometimes we take a second look at the first pick and we do that for a relationship rehab, and that might happen today. I don't know. We'll see.
Good.
But Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by Enchant Christmas live at the Las Vegas ballpark starts next Thursday next Friday. No, it's next Friday because today's the 13th. It starts on the 21st. So it's next Friday goes through. Yeah. It's all just happening very quickly.
I know. That's how I feel.
Dang it, Michaela, I went to Costco yesterday. Could have got you those heated socks, and I didn't do it.
It's okay. How many days do we have to toy drive? 21?
Well, that's what made me think of it, because I was like, it's all coming very quickly. 3 weeks till toy drive. 21 days till toy drive.
Good. We got time.
People are starting to get ramped up, though. People are starting to get fired up.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun. Enchant Christmas starts next Friday, goes through the 28th of December. Get your tickets now. The first pick coming up next.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, and thank God, I just saw who's on the phone. You know what? We need their particular brand of chili this morning.
Yes, because this is
there's needed. Yeah, because this is a tough one. It should be a relationship rehab, but it's not. It's first pick, and I put it in here. We may come back around on this a little bit later. Tiffany at Silverado Ranch, everybody's saying how great this is. I'm not so sure. My boyfriend and my dad have become best friends, like best friends. They went golfing in St. George over the weekend. We've been together less than a year, and I'm not so sure that my dad wouldn't pick him over me if it came down to it. Mom's the same way. She loves this guy. Everybody loves this guy. She's just, she thinks it's too much. Which, Michaela, what's your feeling on that?
I feel like it's great, unless she wants to break up with him or wants room to break up with him.
That's what I was thinking.
Is that what you're thinking too? Is that Jason on the phone?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Michaela, you took the words out my mouth. I don't think she's feeling this dude like that for the long term. I think that's the truth. Yes.
Thank you, Jason.
And, right. And if mom and dad both like him, it's going to make it that harder for her to break up. Or it's going to be kind of awkward if she with a new person and now the ex still hanging around because he a friend of the family.
Yeah.
Let's pull that. Yes, all of that. You know what I mean? Yes, all of that. Let's pull that idea out of it. And if she doesn't want to break up, then just ride it out, right? Yeah. Just be happy with what you have, right?
I agree with you now, Chad. Like if there ain't room to be broken up, I think it's a really good thing, you know, because that's the one thing when you always want to bring someone new around your family, because you don't bring everyone to your house that you want to meet your mom and dad. So if they vibing already, half the work already done.
Yeah, I feel like that's the ideal situation. Your dad and your boyfriend, like, getting along, having a relationship. I think it's great. Unless you're, like, not fully committed.
And I understand it's a unique perspective. It's a unique situation where they're that close. The difference between being that close and, hey, no, I like him. He's a good guy. But also, don't block your blessings. Like, the mother of my kid.
Right, right.
Me and her dad are always on the verge of fighting. And it's horrible. And I don't like it at all. And I've tried to calm it, and he doesn't want to. And there's only so far I'm going to go. Put myself out there to like, hey, let's try to mend this. Mm-hmm. And so don't block your blessings. Chet, you say all the time, why are you making it so hard
to love yourself?
It's kind of that situation.
Or for people to love you.
That's literally exactly how I feel. Don't make it hard to love you. Like, this is a great situation, sister.
Yeah, unless...
You know what?
Unless,
we're all mad at her now. Just kidding.
Well, a little, yeah. Unless she doesn't see a future... You know what I mean? Unless she's like, oh my God, now I have, you know what it is? That's what's creeping in. Oh, hey, what do you think about this? Is this what's creeping in? Is that she's going, oh my God, now I have to marry him. It's taken the freedom out of it. It's like everybody else is already in. Now here comes the pressure. Did he ask you yet? Oh, is he going to ask you at Christmas? Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I hope he asks you. And she's like,
You said it best. I totally agree.
Yeah, I feel that too.
Yeah, because no, you're totally right, because I totally agree with you, because it's like, there's no way for an out. Now I'm pressured, or I'm not into him like that, or I wasn't expecting my family to be so into him if I don't know I'm into him this much.
Yeah, she might just be feeling that pressure, and it's made her, let's spin all the way back around to where Adrian was a second ago. Quit mojoing yourself. What are you doing? Yeah. This really might be, you know, this really might be the one, but you're freaking out because you don't like how it's working, and you're mojoing your own thing, and it might be the best thing you got going. Yeah. Great stuff. Yeah. What do we do? Yeah, all right. Jason, thank you so much, man. You're the best. We can always count on you.
No problem. Y'all have a great morning.
You too, buddy, man. You too.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Oh, my God. You know what I want. 98.5 KLUC.
Ooh, it's good feeling stories of the day. Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah, I got to be honest. This is even better than I thought it was going to be. Small school district in Ohio set up a microphone in the middle of the hallway with a camera on it and invited students to share something good that's happened recently. It's adorable. Hang on a second. Let me get the button right there.
Looked really pretty today. There was a new girl at school today, and I think I made a new friend, so yeah.
I got 100% on my German test today.
I finally got a girlfriend.
A good thing that happened. Miss Gates, she complimented my artwork.
And I got my braces off recently.
I have been more hanging out with my family, friends.
Me and my sister are actually kind of getting along now, and like, we're not arguing as much as we used to.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that's solid.
Dude, that was awesome. I got a girlfriend. I got my braces off.
Yeah. No, amazing. Just honestly amazing. Yeah. This is good, too. A Kansas man is sharing the story. His dad survived an attack in World War II. I want you to just hear this first. His name is Don Scholl, not the Dr. Scholl's guy. I did check to see if if they were bajillionaires because they made the foot things. No, it's just a guy named Albert Scholl. That was his dad, and he was in World War II, and he wrote a letter about how they came under attack. And I will push this button.
About noon, we saw a bunch of German tanks coming in, and he dropped one in on us. When the shell exploded, it blew me out of the hole. I got two pieces of shrapnel, one piece about 2 inches long, right in my stomach. But fortunately, I had this pair of heavy wool socks wadded up in there to dry, and I had on two coats and a sweater. It just cut the skin on my stomach. I had another pair of socks in my coat pocket over my chest. A small piece hit me there also and broke through my skin. The way the socks are doubled up, they have about 12 holes cut in them. The rest of his soldiers called him lucky, and he thinks it was more than luck. He felt that God was with him.
Holy.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
Because he had wadded up socks in his pockets because they got wet.
The chances of that.
Yeah, and that it was cold. And so he had a bunch of layers on.
Yeah, a friend of mine calls those faith receipts. So whenever you're like having any doubt, you like think of stories like that. And she's like, oh, there's a little faith receipt. It works. Yep.
Or if you're a pessimist, then you go, damn it, I've used up all my luck.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Welcome. 7:02 on Thursday, the 13th day of November, 2025. 21 days till toy drive. 3 weeks from now. And the weather's going to change this weekend. Now, will it flip back in time for toy drive? Who knows? Who knows? I have to make a note. Got to call the dermatologist today.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know, because I get the...
Yes.
It's weird. And we never knew what it was. And then I did the thing that we really... That, you know, my friend who I've known forever, Candace, and I went, oh, you're a dermatologist. Hey, doc, I got to ask you about this thing I get on my hands. You know how people do that all the time.
Yeah.
Michaela, you're a singer. Let me ask you, you know, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Hey, doc. Hey, mechanic. Hey, person that has knowledge that I don't always have. Let me ask you for some free advice. And by the way, she was smart. She said, call and make an appointment.
Good for her.
Yeah, smart. She goes, no, I think we can help you. You should call and make an appointment. And that's when I realized how I had gone sideways.
As you're saying it out loud, though, I am 100% that person. If you have any knowledge about something I don't and I need it, I'm like, hey, tell me about that car. What do I do? And you're like,
yeah, get away for free. Me. This is how they feed free, their please. Family.
Yeah.
This is how they...
Just tell me.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Just give it to me for free.
Come on. Please.
While we're sitting here eating pizza. Or whatever random activity.
100%.
Drop everything and get back into work mode and help me for nothing.
Come on.
Horrible.
Yeah.
But she, you know what? God bless her. She and her husband come in and they donate every year.
Amazing.
And they're really wonderful about it. So I was happy to do it. I figured it out very quickly. I went, oh yeah. Yes. Do you take insurance? Fantastic.
Great.
Good. Oh, speaking, I guess this has nothing to do with anything. Are you concerned? Were you affected yesterday by the last ever United States penny was minted in Philadelphia? That's it. Are you bummed out? Michaela, are you bummed out?
Oh, a little bit, dude. Yeah, I grew up picking pennies up, being like, good luck.
Do you still?
Yeah, I still do, actually.
My wife is certain that I'm going to get like typhoid or something. You know, I don't know
from
what disease.
From the dirty pennies?
I don't know what, yeah. I don't know what disease you get from the yuck that pennies have on them on the ground. But she's certain that I'm going to get that.
Oh, wow. That's so wild and weird. I don't know.
The U.S. Mint in Philadelphia has been making pennies since 1793. They used to be copper. Now they're just copper-plated zinc, and it's barely any copper at all. But they cost almost 4 cents to make, so you're losing money every time.
That's crazy.
And guess what? Nickels are next. Guess how much a nickel cost? They should have gotten rid of nickels first. Guess how much nickels cost to make?
10 cents.
13.8, almost 14 cents. Ah,
get rid of them.
But then, oh man, and then you're going to get emails or something. You're going to get DMs of, oh, it's just one step closer to a cashless society. The government's going to take over. And all of that's what people are worried about. And I don't want a cashless society either, but it doesn't seem, you know, me no economics major, but.
Well, listen, we did that story a couple weeks ago where the kid was trying to pay with cash for the first time. And he was like, he gave it to the waitress and the waitress is like, okay, here's your change. And he's like, oh, I don't know how much that is. Like, didn't even know how to math with the cash, the whole thing. It was like, okay, well.
Yeah. How much are these worth?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then some places, if you had a business, would you round up or round down?
Round up.
Because they're saying if you're going to pay cash, that they're going to make you round up. And people are losing their minds about it. And it's like, okay, but if you're going to pay, if they gave you a 4 cent service charge for paying cash, you probably wouldn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
You'd just be like, oh, okay. Well, that's, you know, sometimes it'll be 2 cents. Sometimes it'll be 1 cent. Sometimes it'll be, well, why don't they round down? Okay. Well, what if you're 4 cents then? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why don't they round down? Well, now you still got to pay 4 cents if you're rounding down.
Yeah.
Or it's 4 cents less. I don't know.
Look, we've been doing math our whole lives. Even we can't figure that out. Get rid of them.
Tell me how much it is. I don't care. Here's my card. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Shall we get to it with Michaela's Hometown Throwdown? The math is all making my head hurt.
Yes.
702. What's that?
I was just saying RIP pennies.
Yeah. Bye, pennies. Nichols, you're next. Looking at you. Get ready. 702-364-9898. Mercy Lucero. Which may be the greatest name we've ever had for a Michaela's Hometown Throwdown champion. She's claiming West Las Vegas, which that gets us in trouble because people go, well, because she was claiming West Side, which may be true, but people yell at us.
Yeah,
so they do. Well, I don't know. I'm putting it down as West Las Vegas. She is our brand new champion. We're playing for Wicked for Good tickets. We got a screening coming up next Tuesday, Wicked for Good. Plus, we'll qualify you for front of the line passes, thanks to our buddies at Frost Communications. First things first, you need to be caller number 25 at 702-364-9898. And then you got to beat Mercy, which is not going to be any easy task. But for Wicked for Good advanced screening passes, worth it, I think.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chip Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Welcome back, our champion. First of all, the one, the only Mercy Lucero from the... Now, you said West Side. What cross streets?
Southwest, Port Apache, Blue Diamond.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're, in fact, Fort Apache Blue Diamond, could we almost call you Mountain's Edge?
Yes.
You would dare to do so?
Oh, yeah.
Why? Why? Because she's kind of outside the walls? They don't have walls. They don't have walls.
I just like controversy, so I want to say it like that.
Yeah, you do. You do like to stir it up. You're like, wait a minute. Fort Apache, that's not Buffalo. And I know that Buffalo is what goes through Fort, because that's how we used to have to get to that park every time. I'd have to remember it was Buffalo. If you get on Durango, you miss it.
That's hilarious.
So Mountain's Edge it is.
So we're going to call her Mountain's Edge. Well, that, I got to be honest, that changes things just a little bit. because then that puts Mountain's Edge into a two-way tie for sixth place with Wagon Wheel. That's now 12 wins each for Mountain's Edge and Wagon Wheel. West Las Vegas, you're back down to two wins.
Damn.
I just like it. And Southwest, I don't know where or how we figured what that place was, but yeah, okay, they get nothing. Now we're also very excited. Who is our challenger today?
That'll be Bridget Magnus from West Henderson.
Where have you been?
Hey, man, I've been busy with all the other stuff I won last time. I just finally finished up with NBA Young Guy on Sunday.
Oh, my
Young
God. Guy. Wow. That's amazing.
Young Guy. I could see you. I could see you at that show.
Young boy, yes. You was in there. Bridget, how was it?
Let's just say I got called out as being a non-typical audience member, and we'll leave it right there.
Oh, my God.
Bridget, I'm extremely curious. How'd it smell in there?
Let's just hope I don't have to pee in a cup anytime soon.
There you go.
Bridge, we've missed you, babe.
Fragrant.
Young boy. Young guy. Yeah.
NBA young guy.
That's right. I'll never call him anything else.
It's so good. All right. Well, you guys both know how to play. Make sure that you buzz in with your name. Do it nice and loud. Maybe even a couple of times just to make sure we get it. However, do not blurt out an answer until we call upon you, because while you think you may have gotten in first, chances are decent that you may not have. Our quiz master is, we call her the commissioner. Why is that, Mercy?
Oh.
Bridget.
Bridget would like to buzz in and answer.
Yes.
Her last name is Gordon.
Because her last name is Gordon. That's right. The one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
This country superstar is turning 80, but says she doesn't have time to get older. Bridget, she's got Bridget. Too much.
Bridget for the early lead.
That would be Miss Dolly Parton.
Are we talking about Ms. Dolly Parton?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Absolutely. Yeah, what'd you say? She doesn't have time to get old.
She said she does not have time to get old. Slammed, busy, working.
I love every bit of that. Yeah, I'll let you know when I have time to worry about this other stuff. Challenger one, champion nothing.
This iconic fashion movie featuring Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway came out with the trailer.
Bridget. It can only be the Devil Wears Prada.
Devil Wears Prada 2. We'll take it. And speaking of two, champion's in trouble. Ooh, this morning.
No.
The champ is in trouble this morning. Two zip challenger.
This reality show where you had to face your biggest fears, like eating bugs and crazy heights.
Bridget.
Oh, just she's disgusted with this. She's bored. She's bored with this. Bridget, for the win.
You guys, the easy question today, because this really can only be Fear Factor.
It can't be anything else. I don't even know what the rest of that question was.
She's so right.
What was the rest of that?
Johnny Knoxville will be the host of the new season coming in January. They're bringing it back.
How do you feel about Knoxville, Michaela?
I love him.
I love him too, but I hope he doesn't go... I hope he's not wacky over the top.
Oh, no, he's chilled out. He's chilled out a lot.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. I hope he doesn't go back to that guy. Because you know what? Rogan was really good
doing
Fear Factor.
Mm-hmm.
Rogan was great doing Fear Factor.
So. Yeah.
Well, Mercy Lucero, we learned a lot today.
Sorry, Mercy
girl.
We appreciate your time and talents. Drive careful.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
There she goes, former champion Mercy Lucero.
You go, babe.
From now, we're calling her officially from Mountain's Edge. New champ, Bridget Magnus, back in the building. Woo! West Henderson chalks up another big win. And Bridge, I know it won't measure up to the contact high of NBA Young Guy, but we've got passes for you to go to our advanced screening of Wicked for Good next Tuesday, and you'll have a 1 in 5 shot to go to the front of the line.
Oh,
for that whole thing. So congratulations. Nice.
Congratulations, girl.
And we will see you back here tomorrow to defend your title on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, by the way, two things with this. Sorry, I've got a whole bunch of stuff just popped into my head.
You look so excited.
Number one, our buddy Shelley. Remember I said that McDonald's was taking heat because they had said they were going to round up if you paid in cash?
Oh, yeah.
Our buddy Shelley, who's just so great, and we've known her daughter Charlie since she was born, and now she's like 40. She sent me a picture of that little child. She was the first.
Oh my God, that's insane!
NHL All-Star representative for the Golden Knights. I want to say she went to St. Louis to represent the Knights, and I swear to you, she was six. But that tracks because that was what, 2017, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
2018. So now. Yeah, she's like, I think she's in high school. It's crazy. But they went to McDonald's this morning, and McDonald's now has a sign that goes, okay, if you're paying in cash, we're going to round up or round down. And then there's a full list of like, okay, if your bill is 7 cents, you're going to have to give us 10 cents.
All the scenarios.
But if you're every scenario for, so that people go, oh, no.
I'm so easily overstimulated. I'd be like, actually, I'm just going to go home. I would just get back in my car, put my seatbelt on, and drive home.
I'd give them too much money.
Go. Yeah.
I would just be like, here's all of it. Just go.
Yeah.
You
know what? You tell me whatever you guys want. Okay.
Listen, you know me better than that. I can try and tell you that story. I've been doing exact change since I was four. I mean, you know what I mean? I'm wound a little tight in that way.
So, you and my dad.
Yeah, you know, I was your dad when I was four. It's true. My mother used to have she would say, if you could roll your into little balls and place them in a row, you'd do it. That was my mother.
I love it.
All right. Here's the other thought. Who do we know that knows Peg Munson? Who's Peg Munson? A retired firefighter and bomb tech who got the final rose on The Golden Bachelor last night. She's 62 years old. I've got a couple of people that I think may know her. But listen, ABC's not going to cough her up right away.
Yeah.
But I just want to talk to the 62-year-old retired firefighter and bomb tech.
Yeah.
Like, how often did you have to go out and do stuff in our town?
Yeah, dude, that's insane.
Yeah, what's something that we may not know about that you can't tell a whole lot about? You know what I mean? Like, well,
yeah.
There was secrets. This one time I had to go to the Bellagio. Did you ever see Ocean's 12? You know, or whatever. Yeah, you know, whatever movie where they blew stuff up. But like, yeah, I would love, Golden Bachelor, great. Thumbs up. Congratulations. Good for you.
Way to go.
But I just want to talk about being a retired bomb tech in Las Vegas. That sounds amazing.
That's pretty cool.
And good for her. So she got the final rose. And good for her. Apparently the dude gave her a ring and she said, yeah, cool. Thanks. No, we're not getting engaged yet.
Oh my God. Yes, queen. Fine.
Well, because, yeah, just because you're on TV.
Yeah.
You know, she says, let's make this real.
Yeah, she's dealt with plenty of high pressure situations. They're not going to rock her. She's not going to just be like, oh, thank you. Let's get married for a ring.
She's a bomb tech.
Yeah.
And a bomb tech, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
No, you're stupid. Shut up. No, you shut up. Hang on. I need a...
Like Tracy Teagarden says, just push the button.
Push it twice. Our engineer. That's okay. Yesterday, right about this time was when we got it. Was when he came in and we got it fixed.
True.
Also, true story. We were trying to figure it out ourselves. Plus, Michaela overslept for the first time in history.
History.
Yesterday. You never overslept. Did you ever oversleep going to school?
Never slept going to school, never slept going to job. I did a radio show for 5 years in LA. Yeah. Never overslept there. Here, it happened.
You were due because your schedule has gone, has been whiplash back and forth too. So your body doesn't know whether it's coming or going.
Yeah, she has no idea.
So,
I couldn't believe it.
But Michaela finally came in, and then, you know, and so there was a lot of stuff going on, and we had talked about on the air not being able to hear Michaela, and we're not sure why, because people had come in and they were messing with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so our engineer did come in, and he goes, can confirm. And he's pointing to me, and he goes, yeah, see this one? He goes, yeah, it got messed with, but you can't tell it got messed with, but it did.
Uh-huh.
So it looks like it's working, but it's not. You just needed to push it again. And I said, I did push it again. You know me. I pushed all of them, speaking about every different combination of things, you know, with rounding up and rounding down. I do the same thing with the buttons. I'll push all of them. And he goes, yeah, you needed to push it twice.
Yeah.
Oh,
got it.
Okay.
My bad.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Cool.
Fine. Okay. So we need somebody who knows Peg Munson. We need her on the show, and we need her now. Although ABC's never.
Oh.
So honestly, I don't want to talk to Peg Munson. I want to talk to somebody who knows Peg Munson.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That'll give us the real story. That's what I want. At 702-364-9898. All of that, relationship rehab coming up in just a little bit, with tickets to Mark Anthony's residency that will start right after the first of the year. Your Valentine's plans are already handled. All of that.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Although we made our way pretty much out of the fall wedding season, Michaela, but it's, I guess November weddings are way up over the last few years. It's become a thing now.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah. I got invited to, I'm singing at a wedding actually next weekend.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. Like all the setting and everything. It's real cozy. It's right before Thanksgiving and Christmas. Yeah, it makes sense.
Vegas or elsewhere?
LA.
Oh, lovely. Beach?
Yeah. No, it's going to be in Los Feliz, in this like beautiful little mansion, real cozy vibes, greenery, kind of cool, actually.
That sounds fancy. Isn't that where, this is dumb, isn't that where Madonna lived? Remember when she had that weird house? She had a weird house Madonna did back in the day, and I believe it was in Los, and is that how you say it, Los Feliz?
Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe it was.
I've read it. I don't think I've ever said the words out loud. But it's swanky, right? It's like it's Hollywood adjacent, right up in the hills.
Yeah, it kinda is higher up in the hills. It's more like artsy, cool at the bottom of the hill. The higher the hill, the higher the money.
Just for the record, you could tell me anything, and I'd go, "Oh, really?"
I know. As I was saying it, I was like, "I don't even know if this is relevant."
Especially when she says it like a real estate agent.
I mean, look, Selling Sunset, the new season just came out, and so did Selling OC. I am a real estate agent. Thank you.
There we go. That's right. The higher the hill, the higher the money. That's is that from Selling Sunset?
No, but I just was giving that vibe
you
today.
You picked that up yourself.
That's who I am today.
I like it. No, I like it. No, that's good. That's good. The reason why I was asking is apparently they're already looking ahead to the spring, right? And apparently the future trend of weddings, brand sponsorships.
Oh, yeah.
Nearly 2/3 Americans say that they would consider a brand sponsored wedding, assuming that the brand covered more than half of the costs of the ceremony. So if you were able to get $20,000 for your $30,000 wedding, yeah, sure. Brought to you by
Who am I to say?
Brought to you by Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Yeah, your photos of you drinking Mountain Dew.
Brought to you by The Honeymoon. The Honeymoon, brought to you by Nike. Just do it.
Yeah. Running on the beach in your sneakers. You're like, I love this honeymoon.
It was a little play on words there, the just do it.
Oh, no, I got it. I was just adding.
Oh, fair.
To
no
it.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was with you there.
It's awesome. If a corporation was willing to cover 100% of the wedding, couples would be willing to do some crazy stuff.
Yeah, in this economy, for sure.
Would you, Michaela, would you be interested in a brand-inspired... Oh, you've got a wedding. You still have to have a ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you? Don't you still have to throw a party?
Yeah, I mean, we have not had like an official wedding with friends and family. Yes, it is still up there.
Brand-inspired cocktail, yes or no?
Yeah.
Would you allow the brand logo at the reception tables, on signage, and on the invites?
Oh, God, does that look tacky, though?
It's got to be big enough to be big enough.
Meow. Okay, I would. Normally, I'd like to say no, but weddings are so expensive now. I'll do it.
Yeah, I'd like to believe. But honestly, you know me. I love brands. I do. It's, you know what I mean? It, like a toy drive. It's why I love Terrible so much.
Yeah.
It's why I love Farhan Naqvi. Naqvi Injury Law. Same thing, because everybody knows the brand and everybody knows that. And I love being associated.
I love brands. I love being associated to brands. I just feel like at your wedding where it's so intimate, like, is it a little weird having like the flower display have like a logo? I don't know. I'm trying to make this make sense. I'm talking out loud for the first time. I don't know.
Pennzoil. Michaela, okay.
Oh my God.
If I pay for half of your wedding, I want this logo that's right behind my big round Charlie Brown head. I want that logo everywhere.
I know. Any brand would.
Would you allow, it's 50-50 on this one. Would you allow the brand to hand out product samples at the wedding? Oh my God.
Well, actually it depends on the product.
Heck yeah.
Would you allow the brand mascot to attend the wedding?
Get away from me. Could you imagine? I'm just in the middle of my first dance. This panda just comes running out.
Our boy JB was friends. We all were. He may or may not have worked at the radio station with the guy that was in the inside Hey Reb for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Hey Reb at UNLV?
Yeah.
It was while you were in LA, but yeah, they used to have the mascot.
Yeah.
He shows up. It's so halfway when it gets to the reception at JB's wedding,
mm-hmm.
who's now our boss, by the way, for everybody who's not playing along at home. And Lauren, who used to be on this show, JB and Lauren got married. And not far into the reception, homeboy goes out to the parking lot and Hey Reb appears.
My God.
And JB walks straight over to him and goes, not approved.
Stop it.
And Hey Reb.
Oh, JB.
Around.
That's hysterical, actually.
Yeah, but also not. That's maybe not where you want the attention to be.
I know. I hear this. I know. I'm conflicted.
Okay, well, Hey Reb, if I could get buckets from the Aces to come to your wedding.
Honestly,
if I get the Golden Knight to show up at your wedding.
Look, my family's a spectacle enough. Adding one more to the zoo, might as well get paid for it. Go ahead.
Oh, it gets better. If I can get the Golden Knight to officiate your wedding.
Oh, my God.
That may cost. that may be a few bucks. Hang on. I could text him.
I don't
right
think
now.
I would love it, but my brother would think that was the coolest thing he ever saw. My brother actually might get up and try to talk to the knight in the middle of the ceremony.
Yeah,
he's like, bro, love your work.
Yeah, how do you feel about the power play right now?
I don't know.
What are we going to do about the goaltending? would you be willing for the right amount of money, Michaela? Would you be willing to mention the brand in your wedding vows?
Oh my God.
1 in 5 said they'd do it.
I'd do it. Yeah, I would do it. Yes.
For the right amount of money.
Yeah. What do I care?
If you do it, and if you get somebody who's smooth with it, like I'd like to believe that I could slip it in, you know? If you had me officiating your wedding, everybody welcome as we witness, you know, the marriage of Michaela and Lisa, brought to you by the Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, just slowly.
Weekdays, 6 to 10 a.m.
Stop. You take it too far. You just don't stop.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 okay. KLUC.
Hold on. Wait, instead of da, 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 you may now kiss the bride.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, welcome. 8:07 already. How did we get here?
What?
It's Thursday, the 13th day. By the way, does the day of the week seem confusing right now?
Oh my God, I'm so, I feel it's like a Tuesday and it's absolutely not.
Yeah. Having Tuesday off was weird.
Yeah.
That's the only way I could say it. It's just weird. And so, yeah. So today's Thursday, tomorrow's Friday. The weather's going to flip maybe as soon as tomorrow, but for sure over the weekend. By this time next week, being told that we'll be in the low 50s.
No.
Ooh.
And yeah.
Get the hoodies out. Get the hoodies.
3 weeks until Toy Drive, 21 days till Toy Drive, 14 days, 2 weeks till Thanksgiving. And yeah.
That's wild. What are the goals? To me.
And what are the goals this year? Last year was 7,674 bikes. Last year was $786,894. Terribles bailed us out again.
Oh, they rocked it.
$310,000 from them last year. I mean, I would like to, and last year was off just a touch. Last year was soft, just a little. So this year, I'd like to see it, but that's also because the year before was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd love to see us 8,000 bikes, $800,000. Now, before it's all over, which who knows, I ain't getting any younger. Before it's all over, I'd love to see 10,000 bikes and $1 million, but yeah. I can't. That's a big ask, but you never know.
Yeah. Not impossible. That's
the beauty of it. VGK's lost three straight games. I can't remember the last time I've said that.
Oof.
They'll take on the Islanders tonight at T-Mobile, Raiders on Monday Night Football. Yeah, that's a little ways off. Rebel football back in Allegiant on Saturday.
Okay.
Taking on Utah State. By the way, they're 7-2. You want to get with a winner right now. UNLV football, I know they stumbled a little bit in the middle of the season, but they should get healthy against Utah State, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Running Rebels play on Sunday. Lady Rebels, huge game tomorrow. The 7th-ranked team in America will be at the Pavilion tomorrow night. Lady Rebels, got to have you there. Oh, good. I got us all caught up on
Yeah.
stuff.
Let's go, girls.
Relationship rehab. Do you want to go back to what we did for the first pick this morning? Do you want to get another look at that, or do you want to move on to something else?
I think move on, because I think we all agreed. I don't know if you have a differing opinion.
Earlier this morning, Tiffany at Silverado Ranch, her boyfriend and her dad have become like best friends. And it was weirding her out. And so basically what we came up with was Jason and Michaela were on the, yeah, she doesn't like it if her boyfriend and her dad are best friends because she wants to break up with him.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe the issue that she was having was it was a little too much pressure. If the parents like him too much, then it's, you know, then you don't have any wiggle room either.
Absolutely.
Who's going to take your side when he does, you know, when he does something?
Yeah. Yes.
So, all right. We'll move to this one. Marlena, who says she's lives over Rancho and Charleston-ish. That's your neighbor.
Oh, yeah. What's up, girl?
It's your people. A girl at my work is complaining about her engagement ring. Oof. She told us, not her boyfriend, she told us that the ring seemed small.
Oy.
And she was expecting something a little bigger.
Oh.
She said that she's always heard that a guy is supposed to spend 2 to 3 months' salary on a diamond. My coworker jumped in right away and said, that's true. And she should really think twice about marrying a cheap guy that he obviously didn't.
Oh my God, these girls are brutal.
Didn't spend the proper amount. I say, Marlena says, what? I say, if she doesn't like the ring, then maybe he needs to get rid of her. You didn't say that out loud, Marlene. You're saying that to us. You didn't say it to her. I say if she doesn't like the ring, then he needs to get rid of her because she is only going to get worse. What say you? 702-364-9898. Two tickets to Mark Anthony. Vegas my way. Friday, February 13th, Blue Live Theater, Fountain Blue, Las Vegas. Kick off your Valentine's weekend. Huh? Little sexy Mark Anthony, yes. Huh? Yeah, thanks to our friends at Live Nation. Your tickets right now, if you're caller number 25, 702-364-9898. So, I have a number of questions, the first of which is this relationship doomed?
Oh, I want to say so much.
Yeah, it kind of feels that way. And who's got the better case for pulling the trigger? Hit us up right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's relationship rehab. A girl at my work, Marlena, says a girl at my work is complaining about her engagement ring. She told us, not her boyfriend, says Marlena. She told everybody at work, not her boyfriend, that the ring seemed small. She was expecting something a little bigger. So then they jumped over to, you know, like there was one coworker that was like, oh, yes, girl. You're supposed to spend. Honestly, what was it not? At one point, were they not trying to get people to spend 6 months' salary or something? Wasn't
it
crazy?
Oh, my God.
Like that?
I don't know.
Four months' salary? I don't know.
I've heard those stories. So, yeah. I've heard that. Yeah. Saying.
Yeah. So they were 2 to 3 months' salary on a diamond. My coworker said that was true. And she should really think twice about marrying a cheap guy. Marlena is questioning whether, you know, if she, Marlena says, I say if she doesn't like the ring, then maybe he needs to get rid of her because she's only going to get worse. Where are we starting on this, Adrian?
We'll start with Chrissy.
Hey, Chrissy.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Is this relationship doomed?
I don't think it is. I think they could get past it. She just needs to get past the appearances.
Okay. So then let me ask a better question then. Is there a problem here?
There is a problem because I think they're not on the same page on what their relationship is about. I think the ring doesn't matter. What matters is what they built, the home they built, the foundation that they're building for their love and their future. The ring doesn't really matter. It could be a silicone ring. I don't care.
Not according to Marlena's coworker, who believes that the ring is small. That's a lovely, what you're saying, Chrissy, is lovely. Marlena's coworker doesn't feel the same way you do. And she thinks the ring is small. You know what I'm saying?
Just buy her an Amazon ring, a big one, and just put it in a nice box. Call it a day.
But he doesn't know. So yeah, I'm going to tell you this. Enjoy your Mark Anthony tickets. Have a great time.
Are you
married?
I have a boyfriend. He should propose soon. I want a silicone ring. It's fine.
Yes, baby.
Right, by the way, yeah. Hey, Chrissy's boyfriend, if you're listening, she don't care about the ring, dog. Yes, you're good.
I don't.
Lever up.
Just get it done. You would like him to propose?
I would.
Yeah.
Would you be okay if he proposed at, this is a side story, but would you be okay if he proposed at Thanksgiving dinner?
Heck yeah.
Okay. There you go. Okay. Chris, what's his name?
Federico.
Federico. Listen to your boy. Thanksgiving. She doesn't care. Yeah, get it done. She's ready. She's ready now.
Or Mark Anthony.
Or Mark Anthony. Michaela, we have time.
I know.
To make this happen.
Listen, girl, just come to Nowhere Lounge. I'm singing that weekend. Just send Federico my way. We'll set something up. Pretend like you don't know. I've got your back.
I'm getting butterflies now. Love you guys.
Love you.
Hang on 1 second. Yeah, put her on hold. Michaela, we've got from now until February to get Mark Anthony to pull them up on stage.
Yeah.
And have him.
But if he doesn't, I will.
Right.
I've done it once and I'll do it again.
Right. Wear your sunglasses like Mark Anthony does. And bring your Bud Light in your own cooler like Mark Anthony does.
Well, I don't drink, but I could bring some Lipton iced tea or something.
Yeah, sure. For something lunch, lovely. Something like, they got zero alcohol.
I would do anything for that girl. And, this girl that just called was so lovely. And I'm happy that she had that perspective because I cannot stand the friend.
That jumped in and said, "You're right, girl. That's right. 2 to 3 months salary. Yeah, he's cheap."
First of all, ma'am, are you married or engaged? Like, why don't you go mind your own business in your own relationship, sister? This man, I get so upset.
Sheesh.
With these conversations, because I feel like it's so unfair. If someone has committed and they've put their hard-earned money away to get you a ring, to commit to you, and you have the audacity to be like, "Ugh, that's too small." Girl, bye. I think it's so tacky. It's so rude. Now, like, if you had a very specific ring in mind, I mean, I guess that's a conversation, but I just think it's awful.
So someone's wants aren't important?
I don't think it's about wants. I think it's like carrots.
It is about wants.
This
she
is all lovely.
A specific ring.
This is all lovely, but it's not what, you know what I mean? Like, I get it that we're all, so let me ask this other question. Let me bring Sean in on this. So, hey Sean, is this relationship doomed?
Is it doomed? Doomed, doomed, doomed.
Doomed. And who should be the one to pull the trigger? Her because the ring is too small, or him because the ring is just fine and she wants a bigger ring?
Well, the question is, how is he going to feel and how is he going to react when he finds out that 7 of her coworkers are now judging him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because she took her literal small ring to work.
And said
about it.
And her friend is calling him cheap.
Exactly. So
that's crazy.
When did that start? When did he decide to get a small ring for her? Is the question.
And who even knows how small it is?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, we lost him. But who even knows how small it is? You know what I mean? It's small to her. It's small to her, but he thought it was fine.
Yeah, I can't imagine this guy being like, "Let me find a small ring, get this for her, and then propose to her and upset her because it's so small." Like, I highly doubt that was his mentality. So, like,
is there not a mentality where he's like, "I'm just going to get whatever ring. Who cares? I just want to be married." And doesn't take into account what she wants. Doesn't that speak to a bigger thing in a relationship? Like, you're not listening to my wants and needs for this one engagement ring that hypothetically will be the only one I'm supposed to wear for the rest of my life.
Maybe, but I also got to believe that he didn't go in there and just go, "Yeah, it doesn't matter." I mean, I think every guy does the best they can with what they got. And at some point he made a decision. Let's grab Susan really quick. Susan, there is the relationship doomed?
Good morning. The relationship. Hi. Yeah, I think so, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, listening to other people, and it depends, you know, sometimes what their intentions are in this relationship. You
Her
know,
intention is to have a bigger ring.
Well, yeah, maybe a bigger ring is not needed if you have a maybe there's a car, there's a house, you know. I wouldn't be mad if those things are coming along with it.
Her intention, she says, the ring seemed small. She was expecting something a little bigger.
Sure. And that's you can always go back to the jeweler and say, "Hey, let's do something else or upgrade mm-hmm. in a year from now, you know, make
yes,
a 5-year
totally.
Plan. This is what you get now. This is what you provided me. And this is what he's decided she's worthy of. Ultimately, you know, it's not a huge ring. Maybe it's a second or third marriage. You yeah. don't know this."
Love that perspective.
I'm so glad that we talked to Susan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so hey. Glad because that's right. And now. Okay, so I'm going to ask the question again. Knowing that she's gone to work, run her mouth about how she thought the ring was bigger. Her friend jumped in and said, "Girl, you should really think twice about marrying a cheap guy." This is a mess. It's worse than I thought.
Yeah.
Well, I'd look at her ring too and kind of, you know, kind of establish what's in and, you know, maybe not say anything, but put that in consideration too. She may be just, you know, trying to live the life through me, expecting this and that, but she's got that, you know, different things.
In all truth. And I'm trying to think of a way
That's why I stay single now.
Yeah.
Good for you, sister.
All right, Susan, have a great day. Thank you. I went pretty big with my wife's ring. It was probably, I guess if I'm being honest, it was probably as much for me as it was for anybody else. I wanted it to be, you know what I mean? It was obviously for her and I love her and I did my research and found out what kind of ring she liked. So I got the right cut and all, you know, and all that other kind of stuff. But, she looked at me and went, you know what I do for a living, right? I can't wear this at work.
Oh my God.
I can't wear it. I'll get my finger ripped off. Cause she was an executive pastry chef.
True.
She was like, I can't wear this thing at work.
Yeah.
And so
listen, if you can afford a big rock, absolutely go for it. Like that's awesome. Great. But in this case, I think she emasculated her man. I think to the point of now these women are gonna be like, oh, he's cheap. I think if you weren't happy with that, tell your man, don't tell these girls at work and let them influence your decision and then upgrade later.
Is Melissa still there?
Yes, she is.
Let's grab Melissa. Yeah, I see. There you are. You know what? I'm team Marlena on this. She says, I say if she doesn't like the ring, he needs to get rid of her because she's only going to get worse. Do you believe, Melissa, that she is only going to get worse?
Yes, I do believe she'll only get worse. And I do think she was incorrect telling her coworkers. And I mean, this is the man she's supposed to spend the rest of her life with, yet she's down talking him to all of her coworkers. And if the ring came from his heart and that's what he could afford, then she should appreciate that. And yeah, it will probably only get worse.
Or even like what Susan said, where they could go back.
Yeah.
And they could get bigger later.
Right.
I didn't even think about that. I know. Of course you can.
So smart.
Of course you can.
And if you're coming with a big hot rock, you have nowhere to go over the next 5, 10, 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, set yourself up for success.
Well, you can. You can get more. You know what we did? We got more bands. Because, you know, we got more wedding bands.
Yeah.
Like on our anniversary. So that's what we've done.
And it's also silly to go in debt over a ring. I mean, you may have other things like a house go ahead.
I'm not worried about other people's money if that's what they, you know, if that's what they want to do, you know, but I think on the, for this, you know, she, like you said, she's already running her mouth about this guy. That's not good.
Right. No, it's not. That's not good.
But I don't know. From my perspective, it's like,
have a great day.
Know your person and their preference. Like if you don't know what they want, that's problem number one. Maybe you shouldn't be doing it in the first place.
I hear that.
But there's also the element of surprise, I think. You know what I mean? I think he probably just didn't want to bring her in on the process. But it's super, it's super short-sighted. Huh? I speak professionally for a living. It's super short-sighted to not realize that you can upgrade. That's the part I didn't take that into account when we were first telling this story.
I don't think many people do because it's always like, this is the ring I got from the proposal. No one's like, yeah, and then next week we can go get the one you really want. Because on the flip side to what you guys are saying, I also think there's something where the woman's like, okay, am I going to bite the bullet here on this? And this is super important to me. Now in the future, how many more things am I going to have to bite the bullet in other scenarios?
So your team coworker, that she should think twice about marrying a cheap guy.
Yeah, and I don't want to, because to me, it's not even the money. It's the preference of what she wants. If she wants a ring pop to put on her ring, like that's once, get her that. Not necessarily the most expensive. I'm more concerned about getting what she wants.
I hear that because
we've got to go. Michaela, did you want to make one last point?
No, I understand where Adrian's coming from. I do. I respect that opinion. I still like mine better, but I totally do know where he's coming from.
Yeah, good. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, we're out of time, so that's it. Agreed. Bye.
She worked the clock perfectly.
Well, reach over and push the button. Then. Okay, smarty. Reach over and push the button then. Nah, you can't, can you? shoot, what was I going to say? Oh, so would you not have proposed, Adrian?
No.
Huh. You would have found it and then not.
Knowing what I know now at this age, no.
Very interesting. Yeah, now. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Professionally unprofessional. 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, happy International Kindness Day.
I love it this day.
We celebrate this day every day on this show. But yes. Yeah, it is. It's a real thing. Are you going to use the special occasion china on Thanksgiving?
Ooh, yeah. My mother-in-law does usually.
Right on.
And
do
I
you
like
have
it.
Special occasion china
oh,
at
not
your house?
Personally, but yeah, my mother-in-law does.
I have a set that got handed down. And at the time, honestly, at the time, it was my grandma's china. My grandma died when I was like 28, 29. And that's what I got from her.
Oh, wow.
And there was talk that there was some stuff going on, shenanigans. There was shenanigans going on. And then I ended up getting the china. And it was like, and at first I was, man, we found out it's actually worth quite a bit. Or
oh, that's awesome.
at one point it was worth quite a bit. I don't know that there's any china that's still worth quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Like, who's going to buy it?
I know. I feel like my grandma knew I wouldn't understand what it was, so she didn't leave it to me. She doesn't even cook. Why would I give it to her?
Well, and would you have? Probably
no.
Not. Probably not. At the time, I didn't. I was like, oh, what is this? But I don't know if we will pull it out for Thanksgiving. I was just curious. 58% of people said if it were practical, they would use special occasion items every day. And 4 out of 5 say that they've got stuff. You know what I mean? That's either been handed down or whatever. I thought it was interesting. Very, 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 very interesting. Will you do big fancy Thanksgiving?
I definitely will. It's my dad's first holiday without his wife. So we're definitely all going to be with him on Thanksgiving. And I like to combine our families when we can. So we'll have Lisa's family as well. I have to sing that night, so we do everything super early. But it'll be awesome. I love it.
Oh, yeah, it'll be amazing. Do you sing the night before as well? Do you sing on Wednesday?
Yes, I do.
Will that be big? Will that be a big... Some people call it Blackout Wednesday. Other people call it, you know, that it's actually.
Oh, yeah. Because
it's the Friendsgiving. Will it be big for you?
Yeah, it will be.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Every year.
It's awesome.
In the hotel singing, it's always been so busy. So normally I'd be like, I don't want to go sing, but it'll be nice and busy. And then Thanksgiving will be great.
It's surprising how many people travel on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We did 1 year. It was awesome. We went to Hawaii for Thanksgiving.
Oh, and
it was
fun.
Dope. No, it was amazing. We had Thanksgiving dinner at Duke's, which I love. And I love Duke's.
Yeah. What are you doing this year?
We'll be at the farm.
Awesome.
And we'll have people, and we'll be in one spot. Do you go to other people's, or will you stay in one spot? You'll stay at your place because you're doing your thing, right?
Yeah, I normally go because I'm the only one that doesn't have children, so that's usually how it falls. But no, they'll come to us, and then I'll be like, bye, and then go sing.
I know there's people that go multiple houses. I've never been that guy. On occasion, we've gone across the street. To, you know, like, let's all go, you know, let's have a drink after.
Sure.
But, Adrian, will you travel or is Thanksgiving at your house?
I think Thanksgiving is going to be at our house. Although we might this year, to your point, we might be going to a couple different houses.
Yeah.
Checking in with some friends and stuff.
Fun.
Whip in, make a plate.
Yeah. Because we don't have all of our families all on the East Coast. So.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sample all the exotic cuisine. Different people do different stuff. We have this stuff called aspic that is in our family. We won't do it here, but in my family they have I know my cousin will make it, and it's like tomato paste and Tabasco sauce and green olives, and for some people it's disgusting, and for me it tastes like
a dip.
No, it's like a,
an appetizer.
What do you call it? Like, yeah, like an appetizer, like a salad, like a side, but a small side, not like a, it's with a small spoon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
But there's some, and there are a lot of people, it's got like celery in it and stuff. It just, and a lot of people, for a lot of people, it's disgusting. And for me, it I was going to say it tastes like grandma. That's not what I meant. It tastes like grandma's house.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, why you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 9:01 on Thursday morning, the 13th day of November, 2025. 21 days till Toy Drive. 3 weeks from today. Woo-hoo! Toy Drive starts. Here you, okay, and this part of it weirds me out. 33 days from now, Toy Drive's over.
Nuts.
33 days from now, Toy Drive's over. And I'll just keep it simple. We're looking for 8,000 bikes. We're looking for $800,000. We'll fill 40-some-odd trucks.
Yeah.
Trucks are all subjective and all of that, but it starts 3 weeks from today. We'll be knee-deep in it this time 3 weeks from now.
Ugh.
And the weather's going to change. It'll be Toy Drive weather this weekend.
Oh, for sure. Get ready.
Enjoy what you got. It's going to be a little windy today, a little breezy today, and it's still going to be nice.
Yeah, give it a little taste tester.
That all changes this weekend. Yeah, and then 2 weeks until Thanksgiving. So hopefully you're all... Don't wait till the last minute. Go out and get your stuff if you can swing it.
Yeah.
Go shopping. We went yesterday...
Is that what you went to Costco for, to get all the like Thanksgiving prep?
We finished up. We had a couple of things that we still needed to get. And I don't know what my wife wanted from Trader Joe's, but I got some. Man, I ended up being left to my own devices just for a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
And I looked over and they had this honey, what do they call it? Hot honey fudge.
Oh, yum.
And it was this buttery, you know, fudgy goodness. And then at the end, it was like burned, like in your throat.
Yeah. Listen, Trader Joe's has the weirdest concoctions and every single one is good. I'm going to go taste it now.
It was the best.
You loved it.
Oh, I should have brought it in. Maybe I'll bring some tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Who am I kidding? There won't be any left tomorrow. That's nuts.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair thing.
Yeah, the whole box is going to be gone.
No, I would have eaten the whole thing yesterday, but I finally took it. I literally took it away from myself.
You were like, enough is enough.
No, I would have eaten the whole thing.
I get it.
I can't do that. Man, you know, there's been a lot of talk of, you know, they'll ask kids in school what they want to do, you know, as an adult. They'll ask high school kids.
Yeah.
And there's an abnormal number of high school kids that think that they're going to be a rapper, an influencer, or a professional athlete. Well, I'm here to tell you, and Michaela did what we all do, just kind of, you know, a laugh, mm-hmm. just a little laugh, like, oh man, like, because you just, even if you're incredibly talented, so many things have to go right, you know.
Yeah,
Michaela, you've gotten a whiff. You've gotten a whiff of that world. We've all gotten a whiff of. We've all been around amazingly famous people. We've also been around amazingly talented people that aren't famous, that are, you know what I mean? That are grinding, yes, every day. So many things have to go right. So parents, maybe you could keep a little reality in the mix. One out of six parents believes their child is going to play pro ball.
I love that.
I do agree with this, man. Three out of four adults believe that youth sports are, that they feel more professional than recreational. The gear, just the gear is insane comparatively. The uniforms, the money that is spent for uniforms and traveling.
It's insane.
And all of it is way, I'm so glad I don't have kids.
Yeah.
Just on that end of it. I mean, maybe.
Look, my niece has been trying a couple different things. She's really talented. She's my baby, but she really is so talented. But she wants to do like work with horses. So she's going to this like horse camp.
She's how old? She's nine.
Nine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
they all
want.
I wanted to work with horses when I was nine.
Well, I didn't, so I don't know where this came from.
No.
Vegas Italian girls. She's like, I want to go on a farm. We're like, okay, live it up, sister. So my sister-in-law put her in this horse like camp. And it's amazing. It's amazing for my niece. But that stuff is so expensive. It's crazy. And you don't want to tell your kid no. But it's also like,
You never know. You could spark something and she could be a veterinarian. And that could be, you know, that could be amazing.
Definitely.
You know that. But the parents that are like, my kid's going to play pro ball. Whew, that's I know a friend of our family. Had his kid had a pitching coach, you know, from the time he was like nine, and he never grew. The kid never grew. Oof. And so now he ended up playing small college ball. He did, you know, which is great. That's reaching that part.
Yeah.
Parents invest 8 hours weekly in their child's athletic activities, which seems low. Equipment costs an average of $313 annually, which also seems low. Some families spend over $500 a year on gear. That sounds about right. My God, if you're a hockey family, it's way more than that. Athletes and parents experience burnout twice yearly from the pressure and the exhaustion.
Yeah, that's a lot. Adrian, do you feel the pressure and exhaustion as a parent?
Of course, always.
Yeah.
Whether he wants to be a pro athlete or not.
Yeah, your kid is not. Is he playing sports?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
But he's still not trying to. He's not trying to go professional at all.
No, he's not trying.
He's just running around. I will say though that the first time he actually did a race that was organized when it came to swimming, which he's been doing since he's two.
Oh my
God. He's 5 or 6 years. After awesome. there was like four different races that they did. So after the first one and he understood what the hell was going on, he did, like, I could see there was a little spark of him wanting to
win. Got a little competitive.
So that was dope.
I love that.
Sports has served me incredibly well from throughout my life. I've always been a huge sports fan and I played every kind of ball.
So you went pro in soccer, you and Michaela, right?
You little brat.
Just making sure we know the facts.
You little bratty boy.
I have an agreement with my dear, dear friend and co-host that, well, she doesn't know. She doesn't know about the agreement, but I've made the agreement that this is not a subject that I, you know, I think our boss needs to see me down in his office.
Okay.
I have to go. Here's Taylor Swift, everybody.
Normal people, abnormal lives. The Chip Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
Okay, Michaela, this is weird, but I get it. And I kind of wish I could take part in it.
Okay.
We've already got ourselves set in my family. You'll
Great.
Understand in a moment. So we cannot take part. But officials in Paris, France, you've heard of it?
Yep. Sometimes. Once before.
They've announced a unique lottery allowing residents to win burial plots in that cemetery where Jim Morrison is, where Oscar Wilde, Edith Piaf, read a book if you don't know what I'm talking about.
Lavian Rose.
They've got 10 spots in that cemetery. They've got 10 in another one. Well, there's a bunch of different people that honestly, I don't know who they are either. I also need to read a book. Susan Sontag, you might have heard of her. She's in this other cemetery. And then there's a third cemetery where Degas, the great artist, Emile Zola, never heard of her or him. I'm not sure. Or Vaslav Nijinsky, I don't know who they are, but apparently they're special.
Sure.
If you win the lottery, you got to pay 4,000 euros plus restoration costs, which is like 4,600, and then the restoration costs. Then you got to buy lease rights starting at about 1,100 bucks for 10 years. Or if you just want to buy the whole thing outright, It's 20 grand. Michaela Gordon, are you doing this?
100%, but not because of the celebrities. Burial plots are pretty expensive, actually. And just, I love a deal, even in the afterlife.
Deal. Sounds like prime real estate is a good deal. Yeah, okay, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, this might be something, you know. It's more you know before we go. And this might be something that Michaela knows right offhand, but also maybe not.
Okay.
Do you know the difference between a play being Broadway, off-Broadway, or off-off-Broadway?
I feel like one is just clearly on Broadway. The other one is trying to get on Broadway, like the off Broadway. And then the off Broadway.
No idea, dude.
No.
It makes sense. I would have guessed that too. I would.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do. My mind is a bit blown by this.
Okay.
Nothing to do with location.
Oh.
I was the same way as you. I went, oh, sure. Well, it's like, okay, well, this is within 10 blocks and this is within 5 miles. You know what?
Sure.
No. Over 500 seats is Broadway. They're all in the district.
Wow.
They're all in the district that's known as, you know, the theater district.
Mm-hmm.
If you're over 500 seats, you're Broadway. If you're 100 to 499 seats, you're off Broadway.
Oh my God.
And if you're 99 seats or less, you're off Broadway.
I love that. I had no idea.
Me neither. And I don't know that I'll ever forget it now.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Until the next time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll bring it back around. That'll be one of those. Michaela, do you remember what the difference is between Broadway, off Broadway, and off Broadway? And we'll both look at each other and go,
tip of my tongue.
Now, it's right here. Days In did not get their name because you're supposed to be staying there for days or anything like that. The guy who founded it is named Cecil B. Day.
Oh, God.
And it's Days In. And what? Okay, but why couldn't they just make it easier and put an apostrophe in there? For all the people that put an apostrophe into words like that don't need them.
Yeah.
Why couldn't this be Days In? Because, you know, it's Day and it's his in. Why couldn't it be that?
Yeah. Make it less confusing, pal.
Mm-hmm. It's going to bother me all day, as you might imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Or not. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Adrian.
Yes, sir. We chilling out today, but you can still follow me at Heavyweight Radio. That's on Instagram and TikTok. Brand new episode of Unlikely with WWE Hall of Famer Tito Santana is available right now, not only on YouTube, but wherever you get your podcasts, especially that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH.
Look at that. It's almost Friday. Woo-hoo. Look at that. Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
It is almost Friday. Make sure you call somebody and tell them you love them today, because you never know when you might not get another chance. Give somebody a little pat on the, don't pat them on the butt. They'll send you to HR. You used to be able to.
True.
You know, just friends. You knew when you could and when you couldn't. And now we're just telling you, don't. Just don't. Even if you think it's okay. That's right about the time when you're a little too familiar.
Yeah, but, yeah. Hands to yourself.
You know, eyes on the road, hands on the wheel.
Exactly.
You know, but it wouldn't hurt you to tell somebody that they did a good job today. Huh? Believe this, great things are just about to happen. And know this, we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.